Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and yes, it's Friday, at least for another hour here in the Central Time Zone. And as we have just nonstop all week long, just more technical difficulties. I don't understand exactly what's happening, but hopefully we'll get it all ironed out here by the first commercial break and we'll be able to resume normal professional-sounding programming. Anyway, we'll get Manny on that, and I'm sure I'll get it all sorted out. Anyway, here we are at the end of the week, folks, and a very exciting guest that will be joining us here when we come back from our first break. His name is Ken Updegrove, and his website is www.arkhaven.org. Fascinating website, which covers a great deal of things that I have actually been looking at myself for quite a while now. I think that most of you out there probably know at this point that that I'm in Northwest Arkansas. I feel like I've been led to come here. And I remember doing an interview where I was actually a guest on another program, and we were talking about various things, talking about sort of what's coming down the line and what we're doing to prepare. And I mentioned that I had heard from some people who had contacted me, people who live in this area as well, who had said that they'd all felt led to move to Northwest Arkansas, to live in this area. And I thought, boy, that's strange, because I feel the exact same thing. I feel like I've been led here. So when I came across, courtesy of a mutual friend, I came across this website, arkhaven.org. I discovered some maps on this website, and these maps have information that our guest will be going into detail with, of safe areas here in the United States, safe for a variety of reasons, I suppose, but divinely protected, if you will. And what a relief to know that I'm in one. Anyway, we'll get into some of that, but again, I've always felt like I've been led to come here. Because as much as I love Arkansas, I certainly wouldn't have chosen it. And I just picked up a map of the United States and said, where would I like to live? Of course, the Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton legacy kind of is a detraction, I think, for a lot of people. But nevertheless, all that aside, it should be really fascinating. I look forward to discussing this with him. And Northwest Arkansas is not the only safe zone in the United States. There are others as well. And we'll cover some of them here with our guest when we come back from the first break. But first things first, folks, welcome to the show tonight. I'm glad you're with us, and of course, required bits of information are website at the network, www.republicbroadcasting.org. Lots of wonderful information there, including a great RBN store where you can pick up books and DVDs and CDs and all manner of things, all of which goes to funding the operations here on the network. We have a lot of banners there for our advertisers. We encourage you to click there and see what they have to offer, maybe something that you've been looking for. Also, of course, a great many other things, including the Republic Trading Group, by way of Robbie Noel. You can actually seek to secure your wealth and your purchasing power with gold and silver investments. A great many things there at the website, including a lot of wonderful articles, one on FEMA, which covers the executive orders in the concentration camps as well, called FEMA, the Secret Government. Fantastic article there by Harry Martin. I interviewed him years ago. The guy is fantastic. But anyway, our website for the show, www.franklyspeakingradio.com. Webmaster James doing a heck of a job, as always. The guy's fantastic. We appreciate him endlessly. He does it all, folks, at his own expense, both time and money, so support him as well, because he certainly does make it easy for people to go and figure out what's going on with the show and things like that. It's a great resource. And finally, our phone number tonight, as always, 1-800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And it appears we're going to our first break here. When we come back, everything will be perfect. I feel good about that. And we'll have our guest with us, Ken Updegrove. And, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio, folks. Please stay with us. Back in 3 minutes.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm glad you're here, folks. It's Friday, June 15th, 2007, about 8 minutes after 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Our special guest tonight, as I mentioned to you, is a purveyor of much information, and a lot of this rings very true to me. If only because of my own personal experiences. And as I mentioned, when I began talking about this to people, I started hearing from other people who felt some of the same things, that they felt like they had been led in certain places for certain reasons, and that's what we're going to be discussing tonight with our special guest, author of the book, Dawning, The Next Great Move of God. Please welcome to the program, Ken Uptegrove. Thank you for your time tonight, sir.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a bit late for some... But I think it's going to be great fun.
Well, I certainly anticipate it to be so, and I appreciate you making time for us. I know it's a late show, and you know, it's inconvenient, I think, for a lot of people. But the information, I think, will captivate many and keep us all up and going. Tell us a little bit about your background, if you would, please.
Well, I am 70. My dad was a high school principal.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, he at the University of Nebraska, he was a first-string football player and also a Golden Glove boxer. My own career primarily has been that of a computer programmer analyst for many, many years. Ever since about 65, I guess, I've been working with computers, and so. Not the typical 70-year-old man when it comes to computers.
Yeah.
Bit of a geek, you know.
Well, it's a good skill to have these days, that's for sure. And I don't have any of those skills, so that's a good thing. I'm certainly in awe of that. Well, you know, in looking at all this,
you know, somebody would look at you and say, well, you know, how did this guy go from, you know, being a computer programmer to basically ministerial work?
Well, that's something I was a little bit slow about seeing in my life. I guess I could just never quite see myself in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
But I started off with a miracle birth that should have shown me that, but I really didn't even know that until I was 19 and my grandmother told me. I guess it was a bit of a traumatic birth, and for whatever reason, my mother, and also she almost died, so we both did. So I guess, at any rate, it was my mother, grandmother, who told me when I was 19 or 20 the truth about my birth. And at that time, I really sirisoned me up, a proper improper way to say that. But at that point, I began to see that there was a calling on my life, but I still didn't get it. Even when, in 74, when the Lord very clearly gave me my vision that has dominated my life ever since, it still wasn't occurring to me that I was actually called into ministry per se. I was just simply getting ready for hard times. But the more I prepared for it, the more I learned about health and nutrition, how to survive, how to grow things, how to store things. I started looking at Christian community and seeing what how others were doing it, and I could see that what they were doing is not what was going to be needed. And so I had to really come into some understanding there. And as I was doing all that, I was improving my own health and nutrition. And as I was doing all that, I was studying more and more in the Bible and all these related subjects that that we've talked about. I studied a lot of church history. When I really realized that the Holy Spirit had called me to full-time ministry and I quit everything else and just did that, it was clear to me that I wasn't to be a pastor or evangelist, which is what everybody thinks you're supposed to do when you're in full-time ministry, but that I was to start studying church history. And in the process of studying church history, I also got into Bible manuscript history and codexes, ancient Bible manuscripts, and a lot of related subjects, archaeology in the Middle East, and just on and on, trying to really understand history. One of the things I learned about learning about history is that if you study history books written by only one denomination or doctrinal group, you're going to miss a lot of what really happened in history.
Yes.
Not until you read the very same history over several times, each time written by a one of the very best writers, the most recognized authors for that particular denomination. So by the time you read the Catholic and the Lutheran and the Pentecostal and the Presbyterian and the Baptist and the so on and et cetera version of history, you begin to get a perspective that you weren't going to get any other way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really fascinating because, and I think that when you look at the New Testament, for example, it's when you've got the Gospels, they're written in exactly that same fashion for that reason. Because you have these different perspectives of virtually the same story, but different, you know, details included and omitted and so on and so forth. It gives you a more complete picture that way.
Sometimes you ask, well, why did we need four Gospels? Why not just one? Well, because each one was written from a different perspective to a different crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you've read all four of them, then you have gained perspective that you weren't going to get any other way.
Yeah, it's almost like that exact example in the New Testament should have, I guess, maybe resonated with us that we must do that as well in everything that we do. Don't just watch one source of news on television. Don't just read one history book from one country. You know, explore other things and try to come up with a complete picture.
It's very, very hard to ever get the complete picture, no matter how hard you try. But the more effort you put into it, the more balance and depth and breadth you're going to have, and the more wisdom you're going at least available to you if you are wise enough to think a little broader, a step outside of your box. Mm-hmm. One of the major things that I've learned from studying this much church history is talking to brothers who have studied more yet than I have. And one of the things I've learned from them, and we all agreed with each other, the more church history you learn, the more you are stepping outside of the boundaries of your paradigm, mm-hmm. the boundaries of your life experience, the boundaries of your denomination or the doctrinal group. And when you've done that, well, then you're much more able to minister to a broader spectrum of Christendom than you were mm-hmm. before.
Absolutely.
And the more you're able to pull your own, to draw your own, to mentor your own doctrinal group mm-hmm. a little beyond what their borders are, you get looked at suspiciously sometimes.
Yeah.
But I says, well, Ken, that sure isn't very da-da-da. You know that? I says, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, I know it's not terribly da-da-da, but tell me it ain't so.
There you go.
Prove to me I'm wrong. You know, I would love, I'm a learner. Mm-hmm. I'm open. Prove to me I'm wrong, and I will be very grateful.
Yeah, amen. Well, I think that's a great example of sort of when you look at the doctrinal constraints that are put on the people who have succumbed to that sort of mindset, and I've always found it to be limiting myself. I was raised as a Catholic, and I started asking questions, and I realized that in the Catholic faith, they didn't have the answers. So I started looking other places, and I found the same sort of lack of answers. I was told quite often, well, you just don't have enough faith, otherwise you wouldn't have those questions. And I disagreed with that. I felt that,
absolutely.
Yeah, that it was important to have the questions. It was important for me to go where I was led, and it eventually led me into this sort of non-denominational faith that I have now. I mean, I don't attend church, but I consider myself, to be a member of the church, if you will. I don't know if there's a better way to say that.
Yeah, whenever two or three are gathered in Jesus' name, mm-hmm. there are churches commencing. And so
amen.
By that standard, you and I are having church, even though we're not in the same room.
Well, I like that. I certainly like that. And I like that about the radio show as well, because I feel like, you know, we're able to have these kinds of discussions, things that are just fascinating to me. Well, obviously, when you're looking at all these things and you have studied it from so many different angles and you've come to some amazing conclusions, it all kind of began when I guess you got a word from the Lord to pick up and move and go somewhere, in this case Arkansas we're talking about. And let's talk about that for a second, because as I had mentioned to you, I had mentioned on the air one time, and it was a long time ago, that because I've been doing radio here now in Northwest Arkansas for 7 years, and somebody had told me, hey, you know, there were some prophecies by so-and-so about Arkansas. And then I heard various things. I've heard from a guy who studies ancient manuscripts. He said that there was a hefty amount of evidence that perhaps the Ark of the Covenant actually spent time in Arkansas. Maybe that's how it acquired its name. I don't know, but it just went on and on and on, and I just kept hearing things from various people all over the place about this area and other areas as well. So when I came across you and your website and heard about you and spoke with you, I was just blown away, because this is something I've been hearing about scattered for years, and I think it's time to address it on the show. And tell us a little bit about that revelation, I suppose.
All right.
Ken, I'm sorry if I can interrupt you. We're already up to our first break here.
Okay.
Time flies. We're already 20 minutes into it. Folks, please stay with us. Our very special guest tonight, author Kenneth Uptegrove. The website, www.arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. I sent the info to Webmaster James. It should be there on our website at franklyspeakingradio.com. If not, I'm sure it'll be there soon. Stay with us.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Friends, glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening is the author of this captivating book, Dawning, The Next Great Move of God. The whole concept is fascinating to me because I feel like I've been led to come here, and maybe you feel like you've been led to move in the places that you've lived. It's fascinating stuff. Please welcome back to the show the founder and sole operator of Arkhaven Ministries, as well as, of course, the author of the book we just mentioned, Kenneth Updegrove. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Thank you
very much. We left off. We were just talking about you being led to Northwest Arkansas.
Yes. I was working at Scott Air Force Base in Belleville, Illinois at the time, and I was a civilian employee on the base working as a computer programmer analyst. And I was my lifestyle to go out into this particular field and pray very, very often, not every night, but frequently. And, you know, one year the field would be soybeans, the next year it would be corn. Mm-hmm. And so I rotated those crops quite a bit. I walked through those fields a lot, that particular field a lot, praying. And this particular period of time, the Lord was telling me to move to Northwest Arkansas, and I had never been to Northwest Arkansas. I didn't know anybody there and didn't have any reason in the world to go. But I was nonetheless really feeling the call. Mm-hmm. So I started making sojourns into Northwest Arkansas just to check it out, see what was happening, and see if, just try to get some leading by actually coming here and scouting out the territory.
Sure.
And on one of those trips, I was driving through Springdale when I suddenly just felt led to stop at this particular real estate agent's office. It was actually a double-wide trailer. Sure, nothing fancy about it. It's not there any longer. And so I actually missed the turn and had to turn around and come back. And I went in, and I felt kind of foolish. I said, the lady says, "So, how can I help you, sir?" And I said, "Well, I am looking for what I call a gentleman's farm, a small natural and organic farm operation of some sort." He says, "Well, I've got just the perfect place for you. It's a blueberry farm, natural and organic blueberry farm. It's 16 years old. The vines are all very mature, and the place is in full production." Mm-hmm. And I said, I felt real foolish. I said, "Well, thank you very much. May I have your card? I'll write this information on the back of it, and I'll get back with you." Proved to be a lie. But I didn't know what, I was just following the leading of the Holy Spirit, so I get back in my car feeling a bit foolish. And so the next urging I had was to drive to Green Forest. Several years prior, a friend of mine from St. Louis moved to Green Forest, and I had spotted it on the map. I said, "Well, that's not that far away." And the Holy Spirit led me to go drive straight there from the real estate office, so I did. And I very quickly found the guy's chiropractic office. Mm-hmm. And walked in on him cold turkey, and he did recognize me right off. Asked me to hang around, and finally asked me to spend the night with him and his wife. And at the dinner table that night, I told him about my day, that I stopped by this real estate office and heard about this blueberry farm, natural and organic. And he says, "Oh, I know them." Hmm. And I said, "You got to be kidding." He says, "No." He says, they trade straight across blueberries for chiropractics. That way I get something I want and they get something they need. And so he told me their names and all about them, And so the next day when I'm back in St. Louis, I call. I now have their number, name and number, and ask them if I can just come out for a curbside view because I didn't want to bypass the real estate agent.
Yeah.
So he said, "Come on out." So I did, and he gave me the cook's tour, the whole place. Mm-hmm. And, it was really nice. Nice big ranch house out there. Nice, beautiful, just immaculately cared for place. And so, once again, I felt like a fool, I says, "I'll write down all this information and keep it." He says, "I'm looking for a job, and if I get it, then we'll see what happens." But at that time, I didn't have a clue where I might be going to work. As I was checking out the territory, I did discover that the VA hospital was about the only place I could transfer in my government job. Mm-hmm. And so I put in an application there, not on that trip, but on another one yet. And I think it was 9 whole months later, the VA hospital calls me and asks me to come for an interview. Mm-hmm. So I did. And before I could get back home, they had already called ahead to say they had hired me. So there I was with no place to move my family.
Ken, if I can jump in here briefly. Folks, another quick commercial break. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more from our special guest, Ken Updegrove, and More Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Good morning, wherever you may be. Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, heard planet-wide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Very, very exciting stuff from our guest tonight. His website, as I mentioned, www.arkhaven.org. Our phone number, as you know, 800-313-9443. Ken Updegrove, welcome back, sir. We left off. You were just talking about being hired at the VA hospital here in Fayetteville.
Yes. By the way, mentioning my website, you can go to the page called About the Author, and where's my bio and my testimony and so on, and you'll find this very same testimony there. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, I immediately called the guy who owned that land, only to find that he was now living in Georgia, and that he had a young couple taking care of the blueberry farm, and so I told him, says I need to move fast here. I'm going to give a 30-day notice and then move down. So there's no way we can get together to sign a contract and anything. So let's talk about lease with option to buy, He says, well, Ken, this is, when do you need the place? I said, we got this young couple there right now, mm-hmm. and I don't want to send them off packing, you know. It just wouldn't be right. He says, well, what is your reporting date at your job? And I says, well, it is June the 5th. He says, well, that ought to work. His reporting date for his new job in Kansas City is June the 5th.
Wow.
And so, literally, I showed up one night with my truck, and their truck was already loaded, and they left the next morning. We slept in one end of the house, and they slept in the other. So that sort of thing, by the time that's all done, that's such coincidence that it's just, that's nothing short of a God appointment. There's no explanation beyond that. You couldn't even organize something that well.
No,
on purpose.
I agree with you. I'm not a believer in coincidence myself.
Well, that was just too many coincidences mm-hmm. in a straight row, just bang, bang, bang. Mm-hmm. Well, once again, this whole testimony is on my website under the part called About the Author.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, where should we go from there? Well, I could add to you that in Green Forest, the chiropractor introduced me to his next-door neighbor who has a business there called New Leaf Press,
mm-hmm.
and his name is Cliff Dudley. He died before I even moved here. But at that time, I was visiting him a little bit, and he did some ghostwriting for Corey Ten Boom, and Corey Ten Boom was living close by and just over across the Missouri border,
mm-hmm.
into Missouri. And he was going to interview her and write this book for her. See, I forget which one it was. Tramp for Christ? I forget which one. But at any rate, Corey was living in the area. And she was out in a pasture one day with some of the staff members of the Passion Play there in Eureka Springs.
Oh, yeah.
And he tells me all this. Seems as though it's awful hard to verify this, but he did tell me this. He says he was there, and Corey just stopped suddenly and looked up and says, oh, my goodness, you know, she's going on like that. And finally she said, I am seeing a vision of angels. As I look around me, there is a huge circle of angels from horizon to horizon to horizon. And in this circle I see angels five high, and they have their swords drawn. She says, this must be a tremendously protected area, unbelievably protected
wow.
area. And there's another story that I've heard, and it's awful hard to verify this one, too, because some people insist that it was also Corey Ten Boom who had this experience, but I heard it as Nora Lamb. A lot of your listeners will remember who Nora Lamb was. She's sort of the Billy Graham of China. There was a movie made about her that a lot of your listeners, I'm sure, have seen. I've seen it at least twice now, where her and her husband were trying their best to escape from China, and she went through a lot of persecution there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she got out, then she came back to China and to all of the Mandarin-speaking countries to evangelize. And when she'd go, you know, there'd be over 100,000 people there at these meetings, and huge numbers of them would get healed, and huge numbers of them would get saved. And she was a Billy Graham type evangelist. At any rate, she said that she was flying on a commercial flight going to Tulsa. Now, I forget from whence she was coming, but to Tulsa. And as she was just, you know how you do when you're in an airplane, you're looking out the window, just trying your best to pass the time. Down below, she saw a ring of fire. It was, once again, from horizon to horizon, as far as she could see, but it was a massive ring of fire. And she says, oh, my God, this is exciting. This is wonderful. This is incredible. Lord, tell me what I'm seeing. Lord, tell me, what is this? Where is this? About that time, the pilot comes over the PA system, you know, and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, we are 20 minutes out of Tulsa. Presently, we are over northwest Arkansas at an altitude of 5,000 feet or some, you know, some altitude mm-hmm. like that." And she then knew where she was seeing this ring, northwest Arkansas.
Hmm.
And she says, "Oh, my God, this is a divinely protected and blessed place."
That's amazing. Yeah, I've heard that from several people, yeah.
My knowledge of archaeology and also just in general Bible history is I think that it is a folk legend about the Ark of the Covenant ever mm-hmm. being here that just doesn't hold up to everything else I know. Mm-hmm. But it is much more provable, verifiable that these two godly women had these incredible visions that that showed that this is a particularly blessed area.
Mm-hmm.
Another confirmation I had along this line, a brother in Fort Smith, his name is Steve Degnan. He's also a broadcaster. He's on the air 2 hours a day from 4 to 6 every day in Fort Smith. And he brought me a map, you know, the Xerox cover, a copy of the inside page of the Atlas map book, you know, that shows the continental United States, the 48 continental mm-hmm. United States states. And on it were five big circles. And the story behind this, what he told me, was that five prophetic men knew that they were supposed to go to a certain hotel in Chicago and Faraday each other. They didn't know each other, and they weren't coming by invitation except by the Holy Spirit. I know that sounds a bit spooky, but that's the way the story was told. At any rate, after they located each other, one of the things they discussed there at that hotel was green islands and survival, protected areas. And each one of them, in turn, circled a location that they felt God had shown them to be a divinely protected area. And on my website, I show that map so that if anybody wants to go and look at it, they can see where these areas are.
Mm-hmm.
What is most interesting to me, you know, one loves confirmation when one's sticking out their neck as far as I have.
Yes.
And, of course, northwest Arkansas is one of those areas that was circled. And so and things like this, you know, just mm-hmm. keep, the Lord just keeps bringing to you to bring you confirmation to really let you know that you're in the right place doing the right thing.
Yeah, it's really amazing, and that map is fascinating. For those who don't have internet access or have not yet had the chance to do that, for example, here at the station, all of our internet seems to be down. But luckily, I printed out the map, so Ken and I had prepared for this eventuality. But yes, there's a big circle that goes. These are not circles necessarily, folks. They're shapes, I guess. But it goes a little bit into Oklahoma, a little bit into Oklahoma, up through across northwest Arkansas and into Missouri. And then the other one, it seems to go at an angle from Tennessee up into Kentucky and perhaps into Virginia. It's hard to tell on this map, the printout of the map, I should say.
Yeah, it's a little hard to tell precisely where the exact boundaries. The mm-hmm. one for our area actually goes right up to Branson.
Yeah, yes,
and,
it does.
Here recently I've been hired to do webmaster work for a man in Blue Eye who is selling real estate in the Branson Blue Eye area.
Oh, I see.
And so I've had a chance to go up there, and really he's shown me some of this incredible land, beautiful scenic mm-hmm. land. He also is very interested in Christian community. His concept is a little different than mine,
mm-hmm.
but he brought me aboard partly because I understood his vision but mostly because I'm a webmaster. I've done my own website, and I've mm-hmm. done a website for a lot of people, but mostly ministries.
Mm-hmm.
So this one here is kind of, you know, he's a Christian, he's in ministry, but he's selling real estate, so it mm-hmm. all gets mixed together. At any rate, when you look at the map closely, it seems like a major part of these circles are in mountainous areas,
yes,
and are not in highly populated areas.
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. There's one up in New England as well that covers Maine and Vermont. It looks like parts of New York. And then there's another that is in Montana and Idaho and goes up into Canada, and then one in Colorado, and then my printout cuts out, so I can't exactly see exactly where, how far down that goes. But captivating stuff, Ken, and it really fascinating to me in so many ways. As I'd mentioned to you, you know, I felt led to come here, not for any reason in particular. I came here for radio. I'm still in radio, and I'm doing this kind of radio, and I'm proud of it. I feel like, you know, we're getting some good things out there, some good information. But you were told to come here and set up a community of sorts, a different kind of ministry, as you'd mentioned, and you talk about that on your website as well, the difference between a survivor and a survivalist.
Yes, a survivalist is one who... A survivor is one who tries to stash away a lot of food... It's food that they don't even like, and a lot of guns, and they're going to try and be inconspicuous and hide and the such, and when the food runs out, the food runs out. You know, survivalist is one who is going to set up a self-sufficient operation. Mm-hmm. In conjunction with other survivalists. A good example of, you know, well, does this work? Yes. Look at the Amish.
It's true.
They've been doing it for several hundred years, so yes, it works.
Mm-hmm.
What do the Amish do? They are intentional neighbors. They all live in, close by to each other, and somebody in the community meets every need meets a need in the community. One may be a store owner, another one makes buggies, another one just repairs buggy wheels, another one raises horses and trains them for all of the other farmers, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And if during the last depression you had asked a Amishman how he was faring, how his family, how the Amish community there was faring during the Depression, he would have said, and everybody always charms in with me, it's, you know what I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah.
What depression?
That's true.
So if you are self-sufficient enough, you can operate outside of the system without having to worry about buying or selling or trading.
Mm-hmm.
in the world system. You can completely bypass the world system altogether and live quite well. The Amish live quite well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And you're not saying that you want to set up an Arkansas Amish community, but the
no,
principles.
No, but the concept,
yeah,
is there. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, and it's such an important thing because I do think that it's much more feasible that way than to simply have a bunch of people in little compounds, you know, waiting on the end of the world, to really just be, as you say, protected by God rather than protected by your own means. I think you're safer in God's hands myself, but that's just me and you, apparently.
Yes, people, one of the first questions that comes up is, is protection and defense.
Mm-hmm.
And... My observation is that if you go into this with an armed camp, with machine gun turrets and what barbed wire and uniformed people carrying AK-AKs, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get the reputation of being a Davidian compound, you know,
yes.
A militant, angry, mm-hmm. frightened people. And so we want a community that... is in the community, their whole community, and is functional in it. We want to be dependent upon the Lord for our protection and not upon ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there's always going to be somebody that's better armed, you knew, better trained than you. So the thing to do is to have some guns, but primarily for the purpose of hunting,
mm-hmm.
But not for bristling our hardware to frighten off people or to defend our grounds. You know, being angry and militant and frightened,
mm-hmm.
Have the guns rifles. Those of us who've been in the Army, I have rifles and pistols for hunting and if necessary for protection. But the logic and the wisdom the Lord has given me is that we invite anybody. Now, if they come in and they have been pillaging in order to survive until to the time they get to us, we will reason with them and saying, yeah, you could come in and kill us all and take over our operation. So, but within 6 months, you would be out of food and you'd be back in the same situation you are. Mm-hmm. If you join us, you will be able to be comfortable for the duration of this time. Because you will be safe and comfortable because of our numbers and because of our protecting each other and covering each other with prayer and looking to the Lord. And so by join us.
Yeah. Ken, I'm sorry if I can interrupt here briefly. Yeah. Another quick commercial break, folks, but we are back in 3 minutes with Ken Updegrove and more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. Tail end of hour number one already here. And you are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. This hour is being brought to you by our good friends at Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the fun things that Arkansas can offer you, indoor and outdoor, and then, of course, lots of fun things in nearby Branson. They're located on Bull Shoals Lake in Arkansas, absolutely beautiful every time of the year, and that makes Howard Creek Resort the perfect family vacation spot for you at any time. So visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. Our special guest this evening, Kenneth Updegrove, his website, www.arkhaven.org. And, Ken, Howard Creek Resort happens to be in this safe zone as well, right up there near Branson. So it's pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, it is. And be right up there where that land I was looking
yeah,
at.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
It's an incredible, beautiful country. Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Just fabulous.
It really is. I was sorry for the interruption there, but, you know, we were talking about the style of communities that you were shown in this vision, and this is how God sort of wants this whole thing set up. And I like that, and I like the fact that you say on your website there, too, that there's a distinction that has to be made as far as the ministry work and the church idea, because, you know, obviously something like this could devolve into a sort of cultic type of thing of you being the prophet, the worshipful leader, and, you know, people sort of bringing you their daughters and tribute and things like that. I mean, it could get crazy, but you specifically say, no, it can't be like that.
Yeah, I want to be very, very careful not to give any appearance of it.
Yes.
I certainly don't want to do it, and I don't want to give any appearance of it. Mm-hmm. And any time that you have some kind of thing sitting out in the middle of no place like that, mm-hmm. Everybody's going to get suspicious. So the thing to do is to immediately reach out to the community.
Yes.
As I was talking about, you know, the Amish, one of the things that makes them work is that they are bringing in an income, that mm-hmm. they have an immediate need as well as a long-term need for their lifestyle. And my concept of Christian community is more terms of ultimately being a refugee camp, not a Christian community, a peaceful little setting where mm-hmm. we're all clustered and never going out trying to protect ourselves from the
yeah.
world, sheltering ourselves from the world. Quite the contrary, we
mm-hmm.
want to minister to the world. So my concept is to have the community serving a right now purpose,
mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, having it to be designed to be a retreat area, a vacation area,
mm-hmm.
where people can come to get away from it all, whether as a group to have a convention or as individuals just to get away from it all, to spend some time just praying, meditating, and relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
And this way, if you have all of these buildings and there are groups of people, and some of them individuals and others, and they're all doing their thing, then the camp is making money, serving a purpose right now. And lo and behold, when the hammer falls and no longer can serve the function of being a retreat, then it is already all set up and functional as a refugee camp. And there's all kinds of things you can put all the way around that.
It's amazing. Ken, let me ask you to hang on for a second, folks. We'll be right back.
With recent